Blog Talk Radio.
You are my protector and you are my provider and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector and you are my provider and my deliverer.
Everyone, and welcome to our Morning of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. Good morning. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, Brother Tansel will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Good morning to all of our audience this morning. I'm not sure where you are, but here in Georgia this morning, it's about 18 degrees, but feels like 4. So bundle up wherever you are. You're probably getting a taste of this winter like we are. And have a good time this season. Just enjoy it. Find the joy this season. Our topic today is peace on earth. And Christmas means a lot of things to a lot of people. For us Christians, we strive to remember the birth of Christ more often than once a year. If you truly want to walk as a Christian, the birth of Christ and the death of Christ will remain in your heart throughout the year. Every Christian has the responsibility to seek peace in our lives and peace throughout the brotherhood and sisterhood. We have to become the peace leaders in our family, our community, at work, or wherever we are. In Romans 15 and 13, it tells us, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Yesterday morning, a good friend of mine has a son that's an Eagle Scout, and the Eagle Scout had a big project he was working on that he needed some help with, and we met at an archery yesterday morning, and we got together to dig some 24 holes in the ground that were about 2 feet deep. And these holes were placed strategically throughout the woods where we labored yesterday morning, and later we seated the poles in concrete. We also had installed some TV pipe at the top of each pole where they could place a sign of some sort, maybe alerting the scouts to where the target was for the next archery sign that they were going to shoot at there. And I was so amazed at the turnout of the other Eagle Scouts to help with the project. And I believe it was about 8 to 10 other scouts that attended. And it was a sense of unity and togetherness as all the boys got together to do the work that morning. But as I worked in the woods, I remembered how peaceful it was when I was a child, and I used to spend a lot of time in the woods out there. It's really quiet. You can hear the wind blowing through the trees. There were a lot of cranes out there. There were maybe 50 cranes that were just honking yesterday, but it was very peaceful. And I was a Boy Scout. I guess you can say once a Boy Scout, always a Boy Scout. And I remember thinking about the Pinewood Derby where we built these race cars to race, and I thought about the swimming competitions. And even though I learned to swim at the age of 5, there was something about swimming in the river that didn't appeal to me too much. I was swimming in the city pool when I was younger, so I could see the bottom of the pool. But the river is a whole other animal. So I didn't pass the river portion of the challenge when I was there, and I ended up coming home from that camp. So my sister always teases me about that, and we have a few laughs about it. So may the Lord give me peace with my sister, y'all. It's all in good fun, but may the Lord give me peace with my sister. She always reminds me of that. But we're talking about peace on earth this morning. And when we look at 2 Thessalonians 3 and 16, it says, "Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all." I've told you the story of my sister because we're searching for peace in our churches. What we're searching for is peace and unity. What we're searching for in our daily lives is peace and unity. And if we're truly to have peace in our lives, peace for our families, for our communities, we must strive to be in front of making peace with ourselves first before making peace with other people. When you look at John 16 and 13, it says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." May you take time over the holiday season to rediscover yourself, rediscover your inner peace, and share the glory and the miracle of this holy season with the ones you love the most. Share the good news and the story of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and share what he's done for you and how he makes your life better. And people should see us in Christ, see Christ in us. They should see Christ in us. They should see peace. We were talking on Wednesday night service about the word angry in the Bible. In Ephesians 4 and 26, it says, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." So where there is anger, there is no peace. A lot of problems in the world are caused by anger. Sometimes the anger is due to a want or a need or something inside of us that is missing. And sometimes anger is caused by an external force after being mistreated, or the feeling that you're lacking something in your life. Anger is not a place where we can start. Like a car moving from reverse back to drive, we have to shift ourselves and our minds into the neutral position. We need outlets like prayer, a spiritual song, meditation, a favorite scripture to ship us back to neutral. It can be a great challenge to overcome anger or disappointment, and we all live with setbacks in our lives, but we can't let these setbacks consume us and affect today and tomorrow. So find the neutral position in your life and shift back to peace. When we look at Philippians 4 and 6, it tells us, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. So when dealing with anger, sometimes you got to pray it out. Another time you may have to sing it out. Then you may have to meditate it out. You can also read it out with your favorite scripture. Make sure you keep several of those handy. It will help us keep peace on earth. I mentioned last week that I landed a new job opportunity where I'll begin working in January. And I truly believe that God wants me to meet new people and to inspire new people. I believe he wants me to double down on him and to embody a Christ-like image to people when they meet me. And I feel myself moving to another space in life, and it's one that challenges me to be a better me. I don't know about you, but do you ever ask yourself, how do I show up in the world? How can I be an even better, more improved version of me in the future? If we never work on ourselves, we become stagnant. And I heard a quote one time by Pat Riley. He was the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers and the Miami Heat, as you might know him. He said, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. When we look at Matthew 5 and 9, it says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. There are a couple songs I thought about this holiday season, and the first one is Joy to the World. Just going to read a verse of it for you. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. And the last song I was thinking about here for us this morning is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. So may your homes be filled with peace, happiness, and love. May your lives be filled with hope, and may your hearts have the strongest faith you've ever had. And I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and take time to be grateful this holiday season. And with that, I will lead us in a word of prayer. Father, we pray today for peace on earth. We pray to be stronger Christians. We pray to be stronger families. We pray that we have stronger Christian homes. We pray for Brother Barton, Brother Bobby Barton, who's still in the hospital here in Georgia, who attends our church in Smyrna, and is at Wildstar. We pray that he's able to heal and just get better every day and recover, and that you make him stronger and keep his lovely wife, Sister Anita, strong. And we're continuing Sister Janice Graham in prayer, which we heard this week. We're praying for her brother. We also pray for her wisdom and knowledge to do the things she needs to do, and her children and grandchildren. Praying for Sister Janice, who had a friend, Jesse Amaya, who was rushed to the hospital. Sister Pam had asked us to pray for Kennedy, that God would help her find the kidney which she needs. We're also praying for her mom and dad as well. And Sister Danielle's aunt is in need of a liver, Lord. We ask that you're able to grant her this transplant as well. And we're continuing Brother McFall in prayer for his health and his financial blessings. And we pray for all the travelers and the truckers we have on the roads that are transporting goods and services to and fro, including Sister Danielle's husband. We pray for my father when he's out on the roads driving a charter bus. We're praying also for Brother Jones' family. We're continuing in prayer for the loss and his great grandson. And for all of those out there that have job insecurity, may you land your next opportunity. We pray for the foster children that are struggling to find a good family home, and a lot of times these children are broken, and people just want to love them and give them a new loving environment and give them another chance at life, another chance at a new opportunity. Lord, may you reach them in some way to be able to change their minds, to be open to being a new person, learning something new, learning more about discipline and character. No matter what the trauma has been, Lord, we pray that you're able to touch as many hearts as you can. And Lord, we pray today that all of us become more like you. Thank you for a lovely holiday season. Thank you for this weekend. And thanks for always being there in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.